Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's broadcast. This is episode 64, and you're listening to These Be Perilous Times, where we seek to understand not only the signs of the times, but how we must respond to the things which must soon take place. I'm Pastor Andre, and I'm here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley, and we both like to welcome you to this morning's study. And if you're listening live, we encourage you to take copious notes, take a lot of notes, take as many notes as you can with your pen and paper by your side and your Bible open. We will enjoy with each other the Word of God and what the Lord has for Rabbi today. But before we get started, Rabbi, I'll pass the baton to you for us to open up with prayer, and then we'll get started with our Torah blessing and our recap. So I'll pass it to you, Rabbi.
Father, right now, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you. We thank you each and every day because as the new mercies are laid for us every day, new opportunities to embrace you, to be intimate with you, to learn about you and about ourselves. So today, as I begin to learn about myself and my strengths and weaknesses, Father, I ask you forgiveness for sin, iniquity, and transgression. I ask you to forgive me for the areas in which I've failed you, failed myself, and failed others. I thank you, Father, for your anointing of the blood of Yeshua that washes away all sin, iniquity, and transgression. And I thank you, Father, that you give me the strength to forgive not only myself, but to forgive those who have sinned against me and iniquity against me, and also transgression against me and my family. I thank you, Yah, because you're faithful. And you're not just faithful one day out of the week, but every day and every moment. So, Father, I look to you, and I thank you that you cleanse areas in my life where my forefathers have sinned against you, to the third and fourth generation. I thank you, Yah, that you are establishing the word that you've spoken, upholds me as I uphold it. As I hold on to you and I hold on to your words, they uphold me. They lift me up out of the miry clay. They keep me and sustain me. They protect me. And they keep the peace that you desire, not just around me, but within me. So, Father, as you begin to guide us this day, as you begin to explain and prepare and to help correct areas in our lives so that we can see past these perilous times, I want to take the time to be thankful and grateful. I want to take the time to just honor your holy name, your set-apart name, and in doing that, knowing that that name will also set me apart from this world, set me apart from desires and envies and any works of the flesh that would try to cause me to be shipwrecked this day. We glorify you, and we honor you, and we submit our way to you so that you may guide us. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, Pastor Andre, I'll pass it to you to continue our this series. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Rabbi. We're going to go ahead and open up with our before Taurus good blessing, just as a moment to reflect and to turn our eyes back to the Lord for recognizing him and honoring him.
Baruch Ata Yehuah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kishanu B'Mitzvotav, Yitzchanu La'asot B'Divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Yehuah, our Yah, King of the universe, who sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to engross ourselves in the words of the Torah. Eres bendecido, Yehuah, nuestro Dios, Rey del Universo, quien nos santificó con sus mandamientos y nos ordenó absorbernos en las palabras de la Torah.
Amen and amen. Real quick, I'm going to go ahead and recap episode 63 from last week. And the main, if you could, the main kind of subject was confidence in Yah, our confidence in Yah. And we began to examine to see, you know, where is our confidence? Do we have confidence? And we opened up with Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. I'm going to read it real quick again from the Amplified. We did read it both in King James, and we also went to the Nearly Inspired Version last week, real quick, just to make a point. But we're going to go ahead and just stick with the Amplified this morning. And it says this, let us fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. One of the things Rabbi had said last week, which really stood out to me, was that, you know, he sort of began to paraphrase the scripture in Chronicles. So it says, my people who are called by my name. But then you continued, Rabbi, and said, my people who are called by my name are not confident. They know what I've done, but are not sure of what I can and will do. And so the question for each and every one of us is, where has my confidence gone? Where has your confidence gone? Where has our confidence gone? What has happened to the trust relationship with Yah? What causes the separation or the breakdown in our relationship with Yah? And we pointed out last week, Rabbi, you succinctly said that in every case, it's when we take our eyes off of Yah, when we take our eyes off of Jesus, when we take our eyes off of the Father. That's when things begin to fall apart. And we looked at the example in Matthew chapter 14 of Peter as he was called out on the water. Peter walked upon the water. He walked upon the word that hovered over the water when Jesus bade him to come. But when he got close, he took his eyes off the Lord. And when we do the same, when we take our eyes off of Yah, we quickly lose our purpose and our reason for doing the things that we need to do. We begin to sink. And so this is a picture. This whole walking on water is a picture of where we ought to be and where we should not be. We need to walk with confidence. One of the things, as we talked about, as we are entering into perilous times, we're recognizing that perilous times, they come when we are within touching distance of Yeshua. The doubts, the attacks will come when we're close. It will try to test our confidence. Attacks will increase to hinder us from walking in obedience. Things will test our faith. Perilous times will test our confidence. But the main goal is for the perilous times will try to take our intimate times from the Lord. The enemy wants to steal our intimate times with the Lord because there is a symbiotic, there is a close relationship between our times with the Lord and our confidence in Him. The Father desires to be close, very close to us during times of distress and great trouble, times of great tribulation. He desires to be closest to us. We have to remember, though, as we spoke earlier, we have to remember all the things He has done, but not forget what He can and will do. We have to remember in Daniel's time, Daniel was completely sheltered from the furnace. And his friends went into the furnace but were unscathed. But Daniel was completely not even in that situation. So we have to be reminded that Yah is able to do that. God has appropriate and well-timed help when we need it. And we must focus. We must keep our focus and abide with Him. Going back to 2 weeks ago when we discussed Psalms 91. Now, one of the last things, and there's a few more, but this is one I'll end with today as we transition today. How we spend our time with the Lord will determine either the lack or supply of confidence. Another thing to point out is our confidence in our own strength or our own abilities, or is our confidence in Him? Of course, we're talking about that confidence in the Lord, but I wanted to really just be very clear. Our trust is determined by the quality time that you and I spend with the Lord. It takes quality time to ensure that our old man is dead every day. Confidence will determine how well we're led by the Spirit of God. Or I should say this, our confidence in Yah, or that the result of that trust relationship building will determine how well we're led by the Spirit of God. We should not allow the enemy, again, I'm going to say this again, we should not allow the enemy to incorporate perilous times into our time with the Lord. What that means is our time with the Lord should not be chaos and upheaval. It should not be, we should not allow the outside to come into that homicomb, that period of peace and safety, that shadow of the Almighty. We should not allow the outside to infiltrate that and to destroy it. And we have a picture. Last thing I'll say here is this, the parable of the man who built his house, the one man on the rock and the one man on sandy ground. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Each of us will have our day of testing. And if you all, for those of you who have been listening to us for a while, you remember last year we began to talk about how it never says if the storm will come, but it says when the storm came, it beat upon both of those houses. Each of us will have our day of testing. The perilous times are a final test to prove and see where is your trust, where is your confidence. But we want to make sure that we do what Yeshua said in that scripture, and to build our house upon that rock, to build upon his precepts, and most importantly also spend that time with him so that we do not suffer lack of a supply of confidence. So, Rabbi, I'm going to pass it back to you for today as we continue with this broadcast.
Amen and amen. Let's quickly go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Now, there's little conflict as to among scholars, as to a little debate as to who the writer of Hebrews was. I personally believe it was Paul. So when I begin to refer back to Paul as the writer, just understand that. Some believe it was Paul, some believe Peter, and even some believe Apollos, or even Barnabas. But I definitely believe it was Paul. And the reason for saying that is because if anyone had to begin to muster up confidence and trust and believe that God is faithful to do what he said amidst tremendous persecution, amidst perilous times, Paul would definitely be the candidate. So with that being stated and that being said, if we can look through the eye lens of Paul the Apostle, with all that he's been through at this point, and then hear what he's saying or what the Spirit of the living God is saying through him, it prayerfully will help us. I know it begins to help me to redefine my perspective. And as perilous times begin to increase, that is definitely something that we, as not just the body of Christ, but the bride of Christ, have to make sure that we keep at the forefront of our hearts and our minds. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, both in the King James and in the Amplified. Pastor Andre.
All right, here is the King James again, verse 35. Chapter 10 of Hebrews here. And it says this, Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. The Amplified says this, Do not, therefore, fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward.
And if you could read verse 36 with that, too, as well. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. Here we go. I'm going to go back and read them together, then. For King James, Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. And in the Amplified, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised.
Now, I love the way it's said, both in the King James and the Amplified, because after that, after you've fulfilled, after you've done what you're supposed to do, then you're supposed to be expectant. You're supposed to be pregnant with what God's promises are materializing in your heart and knowing that God will give you another assignment, whatever it is that you're to do. I think back at Peter. Peter's desire when he called out to Yeshua, when he called out to Jesus, his desire was to get to him. His desire was to walk on the word of God's obedience through and out of the mouth of Yeshua to get to him. Yeshua gave him permission and beckoned him to come. Now, it's enough at times for us to just muster up the belief and the strength and the spiritual fortitude, if you will, to accomplish that particular task. But it was after that task that the greatest temptation came to Peter. Because after that task, and he was there, and he fulfilled the obligation of what was asked of him. That's where we have to excel. We have to know that the Father, since we're with him, he's with us, but now that we're with him, that he will continue everything that he's desired of us. And that we have no need or desire to worry, to be concerned, or to complain, or to be distraught, or to lose our confidence. Too often the confidence is lost, I know in my own life, after I have accomplished, or when I'm at the brink of accomplishing. When the tide is turned, positive state of being, of winning, of fulfilling, of doing and seeing the manifestation of what was promised. It's imperative that I understand it's not over at that point. We're not done. We're not finished. This was just a assignment. It was not the assignment. The assignment meaning definite, there's nothing else after this. It's imperative that I understand that, knowing that as I'm communing with him, new mercies every day, not just one day, so I can be expectant every day that as the Father has established seasons and times and appointed times in my life, that with those appointed times and those seasons, I can be confident that he is equipping me with everything that I need to successfully fulfill his desire and to overcome all obstacles. And especially, and this is important, especially the ones that I don't see. It is the moment that I don't see his provision. I don't see his spiritual understanding of how to fulfill whatever the task is, that my confidence begins to wane. They begin to wane at the time to where I don't see, way before, like in Peter's case, way before he focused or refocused on the storm and the waves. When those storms and waves come in all of our lives, then what should happen? And the reason why I'm going over what should happen is because we know what does happen. I think all of us know in the failures that we've have happened in our lives, that we've suffered. We know what has happened, but what should happen is what we want to really begin to redirect our thoughts on. What should happen is that the moment that we don't see and we can't grasp God's answer is the moment that we begin to kick our trust in another gear. We reshift. We shift our trust in him. And a part of shifting that trust in him, Pastor Andre, is recalling, whether it's verbal or mental, recalling what he has done. And sometimes we may run into a problem of recalling the things that he's done for us. Then we recall what he's done for the individuals that we know. We recall what he's done for our forefathers, our biblical forefathers, the patriarch. We recall how he was there for them. And the moment we begin to grasp that trust again, then we reshift it back up to where he has done what he's done for us. We're going to read a longer passage. We're still going to stay in Hebrews chapter 10. But we're going to read verse 19, going all the way up to 35, so that you can understand why it's there. When it says, therefore, we need to understand why it is there. And in that passage, one of the rich nuggets I want to take away is that one of the reasons why we assemble together is to help synergize the trust and confidence so that we can know that if he's done it for Pastor Andre, if he's done it for his family, that he will also do it for me, because he's the same God, and he's no respecter of persons. I need to understand that. He's fair to the just and to the unjust. So as I assemble myself together, I know that the anointing and the blessing and the glory that is talked about here will be a synergy for me. Because there's times when I have my faith low. It's not to the level at which it needs to be so that my confidence can manifest. But as I assemble myself together and begin to hear the testimonies of others, I can draw strength in believing and refill my faith tank so that that confidence can do for me what it's doing for others. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to about 34.
All right. Pastor Andre. Yes, sir. Thank you. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful. He is faithful that promised. At verse 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking, for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite or done despot unto the Spirit of grace. Verse 30. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. Verse 34. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. And that's the conclusion of the King James. We'll go back to verse 19 for the Amplified here. It says this: Therefore, brethren, since we have full freedom and confidence to enter into the Holy of Holies by the power and virtue in the blood of Jesus, by this fresh, new, and living way, which he initiated and dedicated and opened for us through the separating curtain, veil of the Holy of Holies, that is, through his flesh. And since we have such a great and wonderful and noble priest who rules over the house of God, let us all come forward and draw near with true, honest, and sincere hearts, in unqualified assurance and absolute conviction, engendered by faith, by that leaning of the entire human personality on God, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, having our hearts sprinkled and purified from a guilty, evil conscience, and our bodies cleansed with pure water. Verse 23. So let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish, and confess and our acknowledgement of it. For he who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to his word. Let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up, stimulate, and incite to love and helpful deeds and noble activities. Verse 25, not forsaking or neglecting to assemble as believers, as it is the habit of some people, but admonishing, warning, urging, and encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day approaching. For if we go on deliberately and willingly sinning after once acquiring the knowledge of the truth, there's no longer any sacrifice left to atone for our sins, no further offering to which to look forward. There's nothing left for us then but a kind of awful and fearful prospect and expectation of divine judgment, and the fury of burning wrath and indignation which will consume those who put themselves in opposition to God. Any person who has violated and thus rejected and set at naught the law of Moses is put to death without pity or mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse, sterner, and heavier punishment do you suppose he will be judged to deserve, who has spurned and thus trampled underfoot the Son of God, and who has considered the covenant blood by which he was consecrated common and unhallowed, thus profaning it and insulting and outraging the Holy Spirit, who imparts grace, the unmerited favor and blessing of God. Verse 30, for we know him who said, vengeance is mine, retribution and the meting out of full justice rest with me. I will repay, I will exact the compensation, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge and determine and solve and settle the cause and the cases of his people. Verse 31, it is fearful, it is a fearful, formidable, and terrible thing to incur the divine penalties and be cast into the hands of the living God. But be ever mindful of the days gone, the days gone by, in which after you were first spiritually enlightened, you endured a great and painful struggle, sometimes being yourselves a gazing stock, publicly exposed to insults and abuse and distress, and sometimes claiming fellowship and making common cause with others who were so treated. For you did sympathize and suffer along with those who were imprisoned, and you bore cheerfully the plundering of your belongings and the confiscation of your property in the knowledge and consciousness that you yourselves had a better and lasting possession. Do not, therefore, fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward.
Amen and amen. I know there's a lot there, but the things that I want you to try to focus on are the aspects of the synergy of the assembling of yourselves together and the confidence and the joy of going through those persecutions together, not just as an individual, but yet collectively, and drawing strength from that collective, unified understanding of God's purpose and his plan amidst the fiery darts and destructive aspect of the enemy. We have to be so seared, so focused, so confident of what God has promised and to whom he's promised, that we know that we will receive that promise and that we will be the blessed bearer of and of the rewards that he's promised us. Not just physical rewards, but spiritual rewards. Those spiritual rewards, they pay a great dividend that we can't even aspire to understand in the natural. Your thoughts on that, Pastor Andrew?
Yeah, this whole passage. There's so many different points that stuck out to me, Rabbi. But as you mentioned, I'll touch the first two and then touch on the spiritual rewards here. The synergy of the fellowship, it was really eye-opening to see this in context. I've heard this passage, especially as we've gone through this last year with quarantines and the whole pandemic, if you will. But there was something about how this was in context that really stood out to me today. It was basically saying, you know what, this is all the more why we need to encourage each other. And to, I love it, it says, be steadfast in your patient endurance. And we know that that's a direct phrasing or phraseology about perilous times. But the building up of one another and then also coming alongside those who are also struggling is this idea that we are reminding ourselves and each other of the eternal hope that we have. One of the things that shocked me was, it says, when you see basically even your property confiscated, you're cheerful because you know that you have a greater possession at hand. And that's something that really you have to encourage one another and to continue in that frame of mind. But I love how it all brings it back together in the sense that it's saying, you know what, we have a wonderful reward that is coming. And it even says great and glorious in the Amplified. Let me go back to King James. It says, it just says great recompense, a great payment is coming. And that is something, Rabbi, as you mentioned, like you have to draw strength from others who have been through that, who see it, who have had the Lord show up in magnificent ways. And it reminds me of a time just recently. I had a conversation with a family member of mine, and we were just recounting how God, throughout the Scripture, miraculously provided for His people. You know, we talked about the children in the wilderness with manna, and it's like each time we tried to one-up each other, we're like, well, what about this situation where Elijah was fed by the river? And what about this? And the more and more we kept going, there was such a charge that I received from the conversation we both did as we just began to recount and to use the word you use, synergize on that. But it allowed us to see the reward that we have in Yah, both for now, as He provides for us, and in the world to come, in the future, in the times of trouble. It really did energize, synergize, charge us up. And so there is a crucial fundamental component here that Paul is bringing out through Hebrews in the one, the assembling of ourselves together, and more specifically, the fellowship of one another. And it's not just in groups, but in the down times, in the times that we're not there, whether it's a phone call, whatever, that building up, that filling the faith tank is such a crucial, important part to the reminding of the rewards to come, and also the rewards that we can experience in God's presence and through Him in the very moment. So, yeah, this is a beautiful section, Rabbi. I appreciate going through it.
Amen and amen. And I pray that those that are listening can draw strength from not only what was read, but what was also said. Because we are not just creatures of habit. We're also creatures of faith. And faith comes through hearing the word of God. Faith also leaves through not hearing the word of God, but by hearing the words of the enemy. So our faith is constantly being increased and decreased, and it's ebbing and flowing. Not that it should, but it is, based upon to what we give our audience to. Yes, it is perilous times. The Bible says that there will be perilous times. But the reason why He says that is so that we will not lose faith, so that we will not lose hope. Because if we lose hope, then belief cannot be sustained. And if belief cannot be sustained, then faith is hopeless. Faith is dead. And if faith is dead, then there will never be a revitalization of confidence. We're talking about your confidence. We're talking about how to keep that confidence sustained, maintained, and begin to apply all of what is supposed to be received through that. That's what this is about right now. Understand that if Yeshua, when He walked the earth as a human, as 100% person, if He lost confidence in the Garden of Gethsemane, then of course you and I are going to have our Garden of Gethsemane experiences. He brought those that were the closest to Him, Peter, James, and John, for them to pray with Him and to persevere with Him. And not just with Him, but for Him. We need to must pray with and for one another. And those to whom are not shored up, not prayed up, not fasted up, not prepared in their micro the way they need to be, will be cast away. They will suffer tremendous loss. But this is not our plight. This is not what God has for us. It's not what God has for you. Scripture is very clear that when these types of times happen, that God has already provided a way of escape. He's already provided a way that you and I don't have to suffer loss. As said so many times, Daniel, in the scenario of the three Hebrew boys and the idol that was made and the edict to bow down and worship, Daniel was not in that scenario at all. Daniel was not there. God hid him. So we can't expect God to hide us, to keep us, to cover us, to sustain us. Yes, perilous times are coming. But also, yes, Psalms 91 was created for those perilous times. It's not just our go-to passage. It should be our already there passage. We need to focus on already being there and not having to go back and rely on my go-to. Because if I have to rely on my go-to, then I have left it at some point. I've laid it down. I stopped focusing on it, relying on it, trusting in it, applying it. Let's continue to apply Psalms 91 to our lives. Perilous times are coming. But they and it does not have to light on us. We don't have to suffer. That's not our Heavenly Father's best. And when we begin to see the best that God has for us, it causes you, and it causes me not to want to expect anything less. Not to want to submit to less than what he has promised, less than what he has created for us. Let's not suffer a loss of less when he has created so much more. He desires so much more. Wake up with an expectancy of wanting and desiring the very best that he has created for you. And ask the Holy Spirit to begin to guide you into the obedience of that best. Because the best is there. I know that there's a song that says the best is yet to come, but the best is already here. It's not futuristic. Our Heavenly Father is a right now Father. He's a right now God. And if he's a right now God, if he is there with you, with me, then his best is there with him. It's a matter of the fact that I don't see it. But just because I don't see it doesn't mean that it's not here. Because of the fact that I can't obtain it doesn't mean that it's not for me. It's still mine. It's still for me. It's still yours. Although perilous times are coming and are to a degree here and increasing, our Heavenly Father is so much greater and His promises are so much greater in our life. So as I submit to Him, as I submit to His way of doing a thing, then I'm able to see with His eyes and obtained with His hands, and to walk in with His ability. And it so increases my confidence and my assurance, the doubt and unbelief has to leave and never return. Doubt and unbelief in your life has to leave and never return when your confidence is being strengthened, when your faith is being built up, when your belief and your hope are also manifesting the fullness of what your Heavenly Father has promised that's already there with you. It builds up and strengthens your inner man so that the confidence can fulfill what it has been designed to fulfill. There are times you have to speak to yourself. You have to speak to your situation. There are times that you have to recall the word, the promise of the word that He has spoken to you and your family. There are times that you have to rewrite the script of what Satan has desired for that particular day and that moment of your life. But the outcome that the Father has desired is still present with you. We've covered this before, but Yah, from the time that Abraham was 75 years old, all the way until he reached 99, the Father was letting him know, I am present with you, and so is my promise. My promise is still here. It's still yours. I'm still with you. So we have to help, or He has to help us to see these very foundational proofs in our own life that He's still there, He's still with me, and His promises are still yes and amen. So be it unto me. It is that amen part, it's that so be it part that has to be worked in my life, it has to be worked in your life. We can acknowledge, yep, that's what He said. He said that He would provide. He said that He would be there for me. He said that the storms of the life will not last. We look at the weather. And I was looking at the weather today, and I was like, okay, 100% chance of rain. So any outside activity is going to be stifled today. It's going to be hindered today. It's going to be at an all stop today. So therefore, I have to work on and focus on the inside work, the inside things that need to be caught up and dealt with, knowing that there is a certain time, a certain season, at which this rain will subside. And when it subsides, then I will finish the outside work that needs to be done. But I will not lose heart on the fact that I am unable to do the outside work today, or that the unfinished project is suffering from the weather and the elements of the weather. I am trusting that my Heavenly Father will finish the project that He has given me, and it will be within the time constraint that is necessary. And, like the Hebrew voice, if not, that He has an alternate plan. So therefore, I will not cast away my confidence because it's not happening in my time, in my season. If my season does not, in my time, in my deadline, do not coincide with God's, then I will just restructure and get in sync with Him. So my focus needs to be getting in sync with Him daily. If I get in sync with Him daily, then He will overcome any obstacle that I may face that would try to take my faith and my confidence and my hope in believing in Him. I hope that this is really touching and riveting the very core of the areas of your lives that are being attacked and being ransacked by the enemy, so that your confidence can be restored. So that the words that were given, spiritual and natural words from the Lord, will be renewed and manifest in your life. That is so important. Pastor Andre, I'm going to pass it to you for the last remarks and concluding of this series today.
All right, sir. I hope everyone listening today really has been able to glean the continuation of this conversation on confidence. One of the things that I wanted to highlight for, and of course I'll recap next week, was the mention of patient endurance and the building and strengthening of ourselves and each other. This is really a beautiful part of this confidence conversation. But really we need to make sure that we have trust in Yah. And that confidence is faithful and strong in spite of, regardless, in the face of trying times. In other words, no matter what the circumstances are, it should not impede or tear down our confidence in Him, but rather we are to build up ourselves and each other each and every day as we continue with God's mission for us on this earth. So I want to thank each of you for joining us today for these Be Perilous Times. We're glad that you've taken time to listen and study and to reflect on God's Word. We encourage you to go back and study these things. Go back and read the chapters, the verses we read in Hebrews chapter 10, and study them. See what you can glean out of them. See what we've discussed. Look at the points we've made. Test them. See if these things be true, and if they are, apply them to your lives and walk in them with wisdom. As a reminder, this broadcast is an outreach of Congregation Beth Hashem of Durham, North Carolina. If you have questions or would like to receive more information or be signed up for our weekly newsletter, or if you just want to simply leave feedback, we appreciate that as well. You can email us at office@bethhashem.org. To find out more about us, visit our website at www.bethhashem.org, and that's BETHASHEM.org. You can find out more about us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Beth Hashem Ministries. And more specifically, if you want to go deeper than what we were able to discuss today, if you want to learn more about your Hebraic roots, the Hebraic roots of your faith, on our faith, our college, Zakkai University of Learning offers courses in Messianic Apologetics and Biblical Jewish Studies at courses.bethhashem.org. You can view our course catalog there and see all information about what we teach pertaining to those topics. If you'd like to make a donation to this ministry, you can make a contribution via Cash App, and you can do so from your mobile device. You can visit www.cashcash.app/$BethHashem, and you're able to make a contribution of any size there. And the beautiful thing is it does not charge us for use. So that's one way that you can contribute and partner with what we're doing here. At this time, I would like to close with our after Torah study blessing, which puts a bookmark on today's discussion, but not a close per se. But it allows us to, again, turn our eyes and reflect our minds and our hearts back to the Lord. And we'll conclude after that with the Aaronic benediction and our closing prayer. So right now, Pastor Doug, after Torah study blessing.
Baruch atah Yehua Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torah emet, v'chaye olam natah bikoteinu. Baruch atah Yehua noten haTorah. Blessed are you, Yehua, our Yah, King of the universe, who gave us the Torah of truth and set everlasting life in our midst. Blessed are you, Yehua, giver of the Torah. Eres bendecido, Yehua, nuestro Dios, rey del universo. No has dado la Torah de la verdad y poner vida eterna en medio de nosotros. Se bendiga, Yehua, dador de la Torah.
Amen. And at this time, we'll recite the Aaronic benediction over our listeners today, over your families, and wherever you may be. If you agree with the prayer, you can give a hearty amen to receive it for yourself and for your loved ones. Yivarechecha Yehua Beyishmerecha Yair Yehua Panavelecha Bichunecha Yisa Yehua Panavelecha Beyasem Lecha Shalom. May Yehua bless you and keep you. Yehua cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May Yahuwah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of our Messiah, Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Rabbi, back to you.
Father, right now, we thank you for that peace that is appropriated to us. We receive it. We receive you. We receive your word. We receive this day, knowing that you're with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us, nor does your word leave us nor forsake us. So we embrace your word about us, pertaining to us, and pertaining to the work and the promise that you promised to us. We look forward to seeing what you do today for us individually and collectively. We submit to that, and we allow it to begin to do and germinate. We allow it to germinate within us. You want to co-create with us today, so we submit to, and we commit to what you desire and how you desire to do it. In the precious name of Yeshua. And until next broadcast.